Okay, settle in. I want to tell you a little story before we start. Back at the end of December, I was unpacking some downloads, and I got something from Kevin Kastning, and I'd wondered if I had received anything from him and this collaborator with him in the past, so I searched him up in iTunes, and some music came up, but while it had Kevin's name on the title of the song, under the artist and the album, it had someone else, totally unrelated. So I looked up the other artist, and I knew that I had had this one album by this guy. And much to my surprise, underneath this album in iTunes were a whole bunch of people who weren't this guy. Here was Forrest Fang, and here was Alio D and Lorenzo Montana, and here was Jörg Dankert. All these people who were not this guy from albums that I had not played because I guess after I loaded them in, they didn't go where I thought they were going, so I never added them to holding tanks. And so the other part was, some of them were labeled well, the artist and the album and all the song titles. Some of them were just track names. So I had to go onto the internet and load in some track names and try to see if I could locate the albums in question. And in the end, I did manage to get all of these into their own folders, double-checked Windows Explorer to make sure that, you know, they were actually in their own folders there. And as I was taking care of this, I thought, you know what? This would actually make kind of a weird theme show. Because some of these things were sitting in this guy's iTunes folder since 2022. So it's not like an artist John forgot. It might be an artist John misplaced, or it might be an artist that iTunes misplaced. But what we're going to do on this episode, at least to start, because there's like a dozen tracks, so that's about a show's worth. That's how many albums we're hiding in here. I'm going to play for you the artists that were piled underneath this first guy, the guy responsible for it all, Tom Sontag. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. humorous. Humorous, standing by for traffic. I say again, this is humorous. Humorous, standing by for traffic. Out.
And thus goes the tale of the albums that were trapped in the house of Tom Sontag for upwards of 2 years. Actually, more like a year and a half, right? A lot of them were around. Something must have happened. November of 2022, I put some things in. There was a glitch, and everybody went to Tom Sontag's house. They just decided to go hang out there for a while and wait to see if I came around to tell them it was their turn to be on the show. So let's talk about all these poor suckers who were trapped. Yes, the first one was in Tom Sontag himself. Now, Tom is a pianist who lives with muscular dystrophy and creates some intriguing and lovely piano music. And that track was called Unknown Dancer, and that is from his release, The Piano Knows. After that was Kevin Kastning and Laszlo Gardoni. I had actually, the reason that I found all of these albums is that I got a recent release from Kevin Kastning and Sandor Sabo, and I couldn't remember if I had gotten something from Kevin and Sandor before, so I went and typed it in, and up pops Kevin and Laszlo, again, sitting on the couch at Tom Sontag's house, wondering where the hell I was. That album is called Levitation Opus. That was Levitation Opus 2. Then it was Corsioli with Psalm from Silent Worlds. And I distinctly remember getting Jeff Kroenke's A Thousand Year Flood album because I really love Jeff's music. I was like, yay, there's more Jeff Kroenke. And then it never occurred to me that I hadn't actually listened to it for 2 years. It's just how things work around here. I get a lot of music and things, as you know, if you're not new here, occasionally get swept under the sofa for a little bit, and then we lift them up to clean and go, oh shit, that was in there all this time. What do you know? Anyway, that track was called Earth and Sky. After that, Ali O.D. and Lorenzo Montana with The Enchanted Inner Plateau from The Dialogue of Water. Forest Fang. I knew I had new Forest Fang. I had said great things about the Oort Cloud Meditations. That is not this album. This is the one that came before it. It is called The Lost Seasons of Amorphia, and that was A Shadow on the Shore. I also, as you know, have a recent Eric Wallow album called Cloud of Strings. That is not the album you heard on this one. It's the one that came before it, called The Shape of Time, and that track was Transformation. Jörg Dankert came after that with Nice Voice from Messages. And then we get a little funky for a couple of tracks. Andreas Baden gave us Lunar Jam with Nightwalk. I was driving in my car after I had discovered these albums. I put them into their proper place in iTunes, threw them in a holding tank, and put them in the car so I could decide what tracks to play. I was kind of caught by that John F. Kennedy, "We choose to go to the moon." That was, you know, I'm a New Englander, and that was a very bad Kennedy accent, I'll have you know. But again, that track was called Lunar Jam. That is from the album Nightwalk. Then it was Eloy with Let People Change. That's the first track off of the Nothing New album. Andre Cicillero gave us Aponte from Silence. And then, that was the end of the Trapped albums. There was one other one. It was actually Elyon's Daethe, which I played for you a couple of shows ago. I knew I had that one. I just didn't realize that it had been trapped in a weird part. There were actually some tracks from that album that were trapped with Tom Sontag, and some of them had actually gotten away and had managed to be where they were supposed to be. So I reunited that family. But on the giant spreadsheet of goodness, I occasionally keep a list of some tracks that were artists that I forgot. So I needed a little more time, and so I reached into that little list, and I pulled out Ray Russell, guitarist Ray Russell, with A Room Within a Room, from his release, Fluid Architecture. And all of that adds up to pretty much the weirdest theme I've ever managed to put together. Albums that got trapped at Tom Sontag's house. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. I'm glad to finally get around to these albums. There's some great stuff here. And my apologies to all of the artists who were affected by this great American tragedy. I will be back in 2 weeks with not a theme show. And until that time, my friends, I bid you all peace and power.